Well, friends, thank you for joining us again for another daily devotional. We're just here in the church car park in Lisburn, and there's a beautiful backdrop with the blue sky and the clouds. And we were mentioning clouds just the other day, and I wanted to speak a little bit more about clouds. But you know, the hymn writer in the Word of God testified to the greatness of God's faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord God my Father. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. And that's taken from the little book of Lamentations that was written by Jeremiah. Jeremiah said that the Lord's mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And it wasn't only Jeremiah that spoke about the faithfulness of God and the mercy of God. Many times the psalmist spoke about God's faithfulness as well. And every child of God, every Christian, can testify to the faithfulness of God at every situation and circumstance in life. I, as an individual, can testify that God is so good and God is so, so faithful. Listen to these words from the book of Psalms. Psalm 36, it says in verse number 5, thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. It just speaks about the greatness of God's faithfulness. His faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Psalm 57 and verse 10 says, thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. You know, sometimes if you were to climb a mountain, you might get up into the clouds or close to the clouds, but none of us, just standing where I'm standing now, none of us could ever reach up into the heavens and put our hands up into the clouds. The clouds are so much higher above us. And it just speaks of the greatness of God's faithfulness. His faithfulness is higher than the clouds. And you might be in a circumstance in your life where it might seem that there's a mountain of trial in front of you, a mountain of difficulty, a mountain of adversity. And you look at that mountain, you look at those trials that you're facing, and you wonder, how will I ever get through? God's faithfulness reaches onto the clouds. His faithfulness is greater than any mountain of difficulty you will ever face or ever experience. The psalmist said his truth stretches, or his truth reaches onto the clouds. God's promises are greater than any trial you will ever face in life. What a wonderful God, what a wonderful Savior we have. David said, I have been young and now I am old, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Every Christian can look back over a life devoted to God and can testify of the greatness of God's faithfulness. So wherever you are today, as you look to the heavens above and you look at the clouds, the beautiful clouds in heaven, it reminds us of the God who's above those clouds in the third heaven, who looks down upon the children of men, looks down especially upon his own people, because the Bible says the eye of the Lord is upon the righteous and his ear is open unto their cry. You can trust God today. We can trust God in these days. These are hard and difficult, awful days in our world and in our society. And sometimes we wonder, what does the future hold? I don't know, but I know who holds the future, and his faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. May God encourage you and strengthen you, and why not even spend just a little bit of time, even today, before the throne of grace. Come before this great God whose faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. God bless you, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.